What's up, everybody? It's your girl TK right here on another Working the Dash podcast episode. How is everyone? I am so happy to be coming into your cars, your homes, your places of work, your study areas, your college dorms, your workout facilities. I'm right here with you, and I want you to know that I am here to talk to you today about indecisiveness. That's right, that was a long word, but yeah. Indecisiveness. Do you have trouble coming to final decisions and you want to know why you are so indecisive? Well, today, let's jump right in and let's figure out why we cannot make decisions. First and foremost, we overthink everything. Do you know an overthinker? Are you an overthinker? Do you allow yourself unlimited time to make a decision before you make it? Well, let me tell you this. Sometimes when you overthink a process, it leads to your choice being made that's probably not in your best favor. So sometimes it's just better to feel a little out of control when you're making that decision. And what I mean by that, just go with your gut. Go with the gut feeling. Instead of, you know, taking a lot of time to overthink the process and ask a lot of people and get altering opinions, which we'll get into that just a little bit later, getting all of these options that are available to you, make a decision. Tap your own self on your shoulder and say, child, make a decision. Stop overthinking. Another thing, I just mentioned it, too many choices. We have so many options to pull from, and instead of narrowing down those options, what we tend to do is we keep all of the options in front of us. And when you keep all of these options in front of you, it's hard to choose. Have you ever stood in the front of the toothpaste aisle? Oh my goodness, you've got so many things to choose from. It's almost just like, you know, what does it come down to? Does it come down to the whiteness of your teeth? Or the freshness of your breath, or the price? You have so many options sometimes in front of you that it's hard to choose. So sometimes you have to relieve yourself of those options and not give yourself that luxury of options. Take what's available and make a decision. Listening to too many people. Woo! OMG, if you had 5 cents, for the amount of people you listen to and the people you ask their opinion, how rich would you be? I mean, would you even be listening to me today? Absolutely not. You would be on somebody's yacht, chilling out, feet kicked up, nice drinking a pineapple bowl, sipping on something, you know, that keeps you sane. But you really don't need to listen to everybody. Sometimes you just need to make the decision for yourself. You know, if you know that the decision you're making is in your best interest, if you've done your research, and you want to go with that decision, don't allow people to alter that. Now, they can give you suggestions, yes, but when you start taking in so many opinions, you throw your own self off because it almost tends to put you in a situation of doubting who you are and the decisions that you can make on your own. Another thing, stop allowing guilt to control you. Live for yourself to reach your own personal goals, even if people push back on you. Listen, I would not even be doing this podcast if I had listened to other people. Oh, TK, you're already doing so much. You don't have time for that. The people who need you know how to get in touch with you. Listen, podcasting for me is freedom. You know, I can talk to the entire world at one time. At the click of a button, the globe can hear what I'm saying, right? And so I don't want to be overcome with guilt because I make a decision to do something that other people said that I could not manage. So understand that. Don't allow yourself to be controlled by guilt when you make the decision. The action of guilt can cause you to feel as though you're not making a good choice. And that's not cool, right? So let's just not allow guilt to overtake us. Listen to yourself. Now, that might lumped inside of something else. It could have already gone into something. I probably already said that. But just listen to yourself. You know more about what you want than the people around you. Give yourself credit for making a decision. Listen to your own thoughts. Listen to yourself internally. Intrinsically, you already are being led to lean in a certain direction. Go with that. Flow with that. Another reason why we don't make decisions, though, is because this is the ultimate, in my opinion, is that we're always seeking perfection. Listen, don't look for perfect. Look for progress. It's progress over perfection. Just move in a direction and stop trying to be perfect. It does not exist. Can you please take a pen and write that down? Perfection does not exist. Now, there may be a level of excellence in your world that equals perfection that you say, hey, now this is perfect. But what I am trying to convey is that if you're consistently looking for the perfect, quote, an end quote, the perfect, it's not going to be there. Sometimes you have to understand that, trying to produce these unrealistic levels of perfection sometimes end up in no action at all. Isn't that ironic? You're looking for the perfect outcome and you do absolutely nothing. That is the most oxymoronic ideal that's out there right now. So just be progressive as opposed to trying to be so perfect. Listen, and I'm coming to the funnel here of this. You may fear making the wrong choice. Here's another reason why we don't make decisions well. We fear that we might make the wrong choice. But guess what? I'd rather make a choice, go for that choice, get all in that choice, and find out that it was not so bad of a choice and that I did do it slightly afraid than to not do it at all. So stop fearing that you would make the wrong decision and just make a decision. Step back and ask yourself, will it matter to you or anyone else 100 years from now? And if you cannot change the fabric of the society with your choice, guess what? Nothing is going to hurt you trying. Just try, make a choice. Yeah, I think I'm yelling a little bit right now because we discount who we are because of this pseudo fear that we have. And guess what? Who's it to be afraid of? I'm talking to myself too now. Trust me. Let's move on from there because the message just hit the messenger. And I want to hurry through this. Don't forget your goal. Don't forget the objective. When you're making a decision, sometimes when we have a decision that we need to make and we have all of these things combating our area and our experience, we sometimes take our own selves into this rabbit hole. And we're trying to achieve our goals, but we're down a rabbit hole. We're chasing our tail in a sense. We have to remember what the objective is. When you remember what the objective is, that's how you move and advance towards your goal. If you're not sure of the main goal, you're going to always be in the middle. Huh? Yes, that's right. You're going to be a middle starter. Ask me how I know about the middle. I'm a middle starter. And I understand that sometimes starting in the middle is not always the best because you're going to always have to go back to the beginning. So don't start in the middle by chasing your tail and being in this rabbit hole. Always know what your goal is. Understand the why of that goal, start what you need for that goal, and get to the beginning. Stay at the beginning of that goal, okay? Last thing I want to say, do not lack self-confidence. Do not lack self-confidence. We cannot make decisions when we lack confidence in who we are. You have to have confidence in the choices you make, even if it's not the best decision. Sometimes the decisions we make, they sound so wonderful in our head. We move towards those goals, and guess what? They are horrible. I just have to tell you, terrible. I've done it a million times. It sounded so great. It looked wonderful on paper. It sounded wonderful in my head. And when I went to execute, it was absolutely terror. It was turmoil and chaos. And I had to start over. But guess what? I had confidence. So, you know, I'm just saying, don't lack confidence in your decisions, because that shows a lack of confidence in yourself. As you make better decisions, like, you know, all you got to do is go back to the drawing board sometimes and just tweak a few things. And as you tweak things, guess what? It builds your confidence, because all you're saying is that, hey, I learned something in the process. John Maxwell says, sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. Sometimes I've hit the jackpot and it's been phenomenal. Other times, hey, lesson learned. I won't go back there no more. So anyway, what am I saying? To overcome decision-making blockers, train your mind to think differently. Instead of thinking of issues and things that will block your progress and cause you to stifle in making decisions, what you need to do is ensure that you're moving closer to the achievement and the activity of goals, as opposed to not making motion at all. This has been TK on another podcast episode of Working the Dash. Here is your call to action. Do me a favor, please, please, pretty please, with a cherry on top. Please share this with a friend, family member, or a neighbor, or just send it to somebody random, like your coworker. Just send it to them. Share this podcast episode with somebody. Let them know that we must stand up and make better decisions on our own. Much love to each and every one of you. Happy holidays. Yes, we are in the crux of the holiday season. And I want you to love yourself, love one another. I'll see you next time right here on Working the Dash podcast with your girl, TK.